Now I realize tonight's a kind of hello and goodbye kind of night. Some of you are leaving tomorrow and just came today. Some of you have been here for a little while and are going back home. And some of you are here for 2 weeks, but we probably won't see much of you for the next 2 weeks because you'll be in the other end of camp. So it's kind of one of those meetings. I see people from Texas and Maryland and California, New Jersey, New York. I don't know anybody else represented. Massachusetts? That's who I saw when I saw Massachusetts. I don't know where else you're from, but we're from all over the place and all different backgrounds. And I hope during the next 2 weeks, if you're going to be here, that we get to know each other. If I don't already know you, I'm kind of like a fixture. So I know a lot of you and know most of you. And those of you that I haven't gotten acquainted with yet, I hope that I get acquainted with you in the next 2 weeks. So say hello. And we want to seek the Lord together. That's our purpose. We want to have faith for one another. And we're not going to see, as I said, some of those that go down to the village to council or are part of the village the next 2 weeks. We're not going to see you much except when you get a day off. And if you don't sleep in, you'll be in morning worship. And we'll maybe cross paths out at the beach or wherever. But we want to pray for you. And we will. We will. I promise that Watch Rock will pray for you. I'm not going to ask that of you down there in the village. I know you got your plate full, and you'll have enough to pray for and think of. But if you think of us in Watch Rock, pray for us and remember us. We're a camp. We're not a little section of a camp. We're all a camp together. We're one. All one body, we. And you're doing your work there, and I'm doing my work here, but we're all doing our work for the kingdom of God. And so we have one another in our hearts. And even when we're apart during the year, I think of those in Texas, not every day, but I remember my friends in Texas in prayer and California. Wish trying to forget them, but no, not yet, and can't, and don't want to. And we're kind of one, all of us. We're together. God has done that. So that's something I could do, we can do. Oh, Santiago, where are you from?
St. Louis.
Oh, Missouri. I forgot Missouri. Missouri. A shout out from Missouri. But God has done that for us. We can't manufacture that. We can't pull ourselves together and unite our hearts together and be knit together in love. But all the way from China, Sister Pam, yes, you're here too. And oh, God, help us. Help us during these next 2 weeks. And so we want to get a little acquainted with the cottage. And they're not even here yet, you say. Well, their head counselor's here and the rest of the staff. And we want to get acquainted with the village and Natick and Nonantum. And they're here tonight and represented. And so we want to give opportunity for Brother Peter and Sister Diane to tell us what it is they're going to be doing in the cottage and in the village this next period. So that we can pray. Now, I already know what the village is going to do. I talked to Brother Peter a week ago or so, and he told me. And I'm excited for them. Anybody here going to be a villager or Natick and Nonantum? Are you here early? You snuck in under the radar or something? Yeah, that's great. You got a good 2 weeks coming up. You're going to have an exciting period. And you're going to hear about it in just a few moments. But first, Sister Diane, where are you? Come, Sister Diane, and tell us what the cottage. Cottage is always filled with fun.
Yes, it is.
Come on.
You want me up there?
Of course.
Okay. Well, it's really good to be back here again this year, working in the cottage. I love the cottage. I love working with that age group, I think, and it just keeps me busy and on my feet, and it gives me energy to work with these kids. So I love that part of it. But I especially love to see their hearts changed. And I have the great privilege of seeing these little 6, 7, and 8-year-olds grow up to be 30-year-old men with families and with children of their own, and to see how God has worked in the lives of the cottages all these years. And it's just a miracle that he does that, and I praise him for it. Now, this year, we're doing a little quest. It's a little bit of a rainforest quest. We're searching for things, and what we're searching for are the points, the reasons, the why Jesus told the parables that he did. They're just not great stories, and they are. They're wonderful stories, but these stories tell us what kind of relationship we have with, should have with him, what he expects from us, and what a better way for 6, 7, and 8-year-olds to grow up knowing what God requires of them as they grow older. And so we're going to do a lot of digging into the parables and a lot of fun things, too, because it just helps you learn better when you do it in a fun way, I think. And I'm just looking forward to that. I'm so thankful for the counselors that we have. We have some of them here tonight, and I'm just looking forward to working with each one of them. Some are new, some are worked with a couple of years, and I'm so thankful for that. And I just know that God has something special for us this year. I just know that because we're going to dig deep and we're going to open our hearts to what he has for us. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Brother Peter.
Well, it's good to be up here, up at camp, and to serve the Lord. I believe the Lord wants to break chains. Yes. I believe the Lord wants to change hearts. I believe the Lord wants to heal. Amen. I believe he wants to open the eyes of the blind. And I believe he wants to change lives. I believe that the Lord wants to glorify himself. And we, as counselors, we get to just be a part of that. I'm so glad that it is the Lord who does these things. It's not how hard I've planned for lessons and arranged them. And, you know, we pray that the Lord will anoint those times. But those times are dedicated to him to glorify himself. And so young men have a choice as they get older. There comes a point, even if you're in church, where you have to make a decision. And it's one of those things, when you grow up, you can be in church all your life, but at some point, you have to make a decision. And one of the lessons that we'll look at is a decision that was made between two men, an older man and his younger, maybe protege, a businessman, if you will. I didn't tell Brother Ernie this is a business school, but it's a businessman. Do you know who I'm talking about? There's a businessman. He's one of the great patriarchs of the faith. Abraham and his protege Lot that he took with him, and wherever Abraham went, Lot was there, and Lot saw Abraham's good side. He saw some of the mistakes that he made, but I believe he especially saw those times when Abraham learned from his mistakes, and that he sought God. And when you look at the life of Lot, it's a little troubling for us to see how his life turned out. But there was a decision that he had that had to be made. It was a business decision. And the decision was, Lot, you've got a lot of wealth. God has blessed you and God has blessed me. And Abraham said to him, I want you to decide. It wasn't really Lot's decision. It should never have been his decision. Because in that culture, the aged, learned make the decisions for the less experienced younger. But he gave him that honor to make that decision. Choose where you want to live your life. And if Lot would have gone to a business school, every professor would have said, what your decision was great. That was brilliant. You're right there in the valley. You're trading. You can, there's a lot of people passing in and out of these cities. Your wealth will surpass that of your masters. The problem was, it was such a poor, poor decision because it wasn't God's decision. And what happened was just a disaster. But I want to read you something from Genesis 12, just real quick. That's where it accounts for this decision that was being made. And in verse 14, all the dust has settled. Lots, the dust from the camels that sort of went away from Abraham down into the valley. You don't have to, it's just a quick verse. So, but it, like, all of that's already happened, right? It's quiet now. It's crickets. Abram's up in the hills. He's up in the mountains where he can commune with God. And it's, God came to him. We want God to come to these boys. In the stillness of the night, the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, westward. For the land which you see, I have given you and to your descendants forever. And of course, there's more to that promise, right? It's such a rich, deep promise that went thousands of years beyond that to affect us today. But what I want to just share is that one decision, that was a big decision. And these boys are going to face decisions. And sometimes they're going to be alone in those decisions. And sometimes they're going to have voices saying, make this decision. No, make that decision. Whatever you do, that church decision, I don't know if that's such a good decision. But, you know, you can always do that later. No, it's now. And so I believe, as I said, that God wants to do something powerful in these boys. You know, when you come up and you counsel, I was just talking to our counselors today, when you come up and you counsel, after a while you get used to it, right? And there's a certain, like, certain expectations, you know, the Lord's going to come, but you have these expectations. So I'm challenging my counselors, myself, I'm challenging you as up here, no matter what it is that you're doing, let's not box in this Holy Spirit. He can do these things. He can break powers. He can resurrect the dead. I mean, talk about the dead, right? So Abraham, whose body is almost considered dead, but God resurrected him in that sense. And we see the picture of a resurrection throughout that story, right? Isaac almost reckoned to be dead, but he's raised to life, back to life. God interceded. And we see that in Sarah's body. We see that. So God can do these things. Let's not box God in these 2 weeks. God has so much for us beyond our comprehension. I say these words, and I know that even as I say them, I don't fully understand what God can do. I have no idea, but I know that he can. And I know that he wants to. And so we want to give him that chance. And so we will be praying for you as well, because I think God will move in all of our hearts. And I pray for some of our counselors. We have a wonderful, wonderful staff. I can't do anything. Of course, I can't. The Lord does it all. But I have wonderful counselors. And every year, God sees to it. And this year, we have 4 counselors that have not had a group yet. And so that's a little bit new for us, because we've been blessed for a continuum of counselors that have done a really, really good job and come back year to year. And we still have them. But we have some new ones, too. And that's good. That's good, right? If it was just those that did it in the past, then where's everybody else? Well, no, we've got new ones coming in. That's God's call. There's new people coming into ministry. Pray for them, because this is a ministry. Like, everything that you do is a ministry, right? And so we want to impart that. We want to pray for that, and we want God to be glorified. So as we study the life of Abraham, and we look at him, flaws and all. I mean, I don't know about you, but I love that Abraham has flaws, because if he were perfect, I couldn't. There's no way anybody can measure up. But God takes the imperfect, the broken, those that are bound, those that are blind, and he He does what only he can do. And so that's our prayer. And looking forward to seeing you maybe next Sunday when some of you come down to visit us. But we'll certainly be praying for you. And thank you for your prayers for us too. May God be glorified.
Amen. Amen. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible.
For these counselors, the cottage ones, Sister Diane's group, Brother Peter, and the group of counselors, and the new ones and the old ones. I'm sure the Lord's going to work mightily. If you listen to what was said, it's good stuff. And I thank God for Brother Peter, Sister Diane. This isn't their first rodeo. They've done this a lot of years, and they keep coming back, not because they want to, but because they have to. It's their heart. And when it's your heart, you can't stop. And we want to pray that God will give them strength and grace and keep that heart that he's given them and answer the desire of their hearts. So we can pray tonight together as a camp for them. When I was listening to Sister Diane, I thought, I don't know, if we let her talk a little bit more, and then Brother Peter came and we let him talk a little more, everybody's going to want to transfer out of Watch Rock and want to go down and work in the cottage or in the village. I want to do that. Sister Diane said she likes to work with the younger ones because it gives her energy. I thought, dear Lord, sign me up. I want to work with the young ones too. I want the energy that they have. Well, we can trust that God will work in them and for them and through them. And so could we just join our faith together, all of us, just look to the Lord. And I'm just going to ask if somebody would lead us in prayer for them, for all the counselors that are going to be staff in camp the third period. Somebody, whoever God leads, to pray. Whether you're a guest, whether you're a camper, whoever you may be, let's join our faith together and let's pray. And someone lead us in a prayer and believe that God will hear our cry and that God will be glorified in answering. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. Lord Jesus, we look to you, oh God.
We want to thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to reach these souls. We thank you for this staff, these counselors. We pray that you would enable them by your Holy Spirit to minister, O God, to shine.
Yes, Lord.
To be a light.
Thank
to be
you,
a
Lord.
Salt, O God.
Thank
that
you, Lord.
These campers would be drawn to Jesus through their lives. And we pray, O Father, that each one will have an open heart, O God. Prepare their hearts.
Yes, Lord.
That they might receive yes, all Lord. That you have for them. Thank you, Lord.
God, grant them.
Purchase so great a salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's your delight to share it, to give it,
oh,
to bestow
Lord,
it in these hearts
Lord,
and lives. Reach them, we pray. Open them, we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
And save them to the
uttermost. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus'
name. Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we thank you so much for Brother Peter and Sister Diane. We thank you, Lord God, for the hearts, Lord God, to leave their period. Actually, pretty much all my life, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the wonderful times, Lord God, that you have poured out your spirit, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that they have continued to be faithful all these years, Lord God, to want to share what you have put on their hearts, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that they want to help kids understand how personal you can be to them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they want us campers to experience you, Lord Jesus. God, I pray that every single day they will be energized, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, it won't be an energy that will last only for this period. I pray, Lord God, that it will be an energy that will last the whole year, Lord God, and an energy that can spread to others, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you will please bless them. I pray that you will please anoint them, Lord God. Give them wisdom and guidance, and may them and every single camper experience your presence every moment of this period, I pray, Lord God. We ask you to come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, let us not limit you. In Watch Rock or in the village, Niantic, Nonantum, Cottage, let us not limit what you can do. Lord, you can work miracles in these boys and the girls in the cottage, among the staff and guests at camp. Oh, Lord, that will redound to your honor and your glory. And so, Lord, help us just to believe you. Help us to put our trust in you. Lord Jesus, and come as you desire to. In every heart and in every life, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I believe we have a song from the counselors.
Straight through, Brother Paul.
My faith has found a resting place. Amen.
seeth. Let's stand together and sing. It's number 18 in the hymn book, if you need the words. Number 18 in the hymn book.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son. Who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
faith has found a resting place. Hallelujah, it's enough that you died and died for us, Lord. We thank you for that victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. Praise the Lord. You may take your seats if you'd like to.